The Tom Mix Ralston Patrioters are on the air. And here comes Tom Mix, America's favorite cowboy. That's right. Come on, boy.
Red Ralston for your breakfast. Starts the day all shining bright. Gives you lots of cowboy energy with a flavor that's just right. It's delicious and nutritious, bite-sized and ready to eat. Take a sip from Tom, go and tell your mom, spread his Ralston tasty beef.
The Tom Mix Ralston Straight Shooters bring you action, mystery, and mile-a-minute thrill. Tonight you're about to hear another episode in a baffling mystery. The mystery of the Vanishing Village. How can an entire village, houses, stores, streets, and over 600 people disappear almost overnight without leaving a trace? This is the baffling mystery that now confronts Tom Mix. For the village of Smithville has vanished. Two men have been murdered, and a young girl named Mary Slade has narrowly escaped with her life when someone attempted to kill her because she knew too much. Right now at the Twin Rivers Hospital, Mary Slade's life hangs in the balance. Badly beaten and unconscious ever since she stumbled into the TM bar, Mary is being taken up to the operating room in an elevator, and suddenly, the electric current in the hospital has failed or been cut off. Tom must work fast if he's to save the girl's life. In a moment, we bring you mystery, thrills, and plenty of action.
Newsroom in New York. There's just been an announcement made in Washington that there will be a presidential press and radio conference at 7 p.m. There will be a presidential press and radio conference at 7 p.m. For the news, listen to your mutual station.
Boy, it's the best-looking badge you ever saw. When you wear it, you'll be the envy of your neighborhood. So don't wait. Send for yours today. The supply is limited, so act fast. Here's all you have to do. From the top of a package of delicious shredded Ralston, tear off the little circle with the letters RSS in it. Mail this RSS circle with your name and address and 10 cents in coin to Tom Mix, Box 808, St. Louis, Missouri. I repeat, mail the RSS seal with your name and address and 10 cents in coin to Tom Mix, Box 808, St. Louis, Missouri. That's all you have to do, and we'll send you your whistling sheriff badge right away. This offer is good only in the United States. And now, straight shooters, let's join Tom, Mike, and Sergeant Hank Smith at the Twin Rivers Hospital. The lights are off, and everyone is in the dock. Listen.
The elevator that's taking Mary up on it stopped.
There's a precious sourdough, Tom. That means...
It means that if we don't get a started pronto, that girl will die.
She can't die, Tom. You mustn't let her die.
Hey, who turned those lights on?
Blast it all. I'm attending a patient in here.
Where are the lights? Is the current failed?
Hey, you, one of you, where's the main switch?
Who in the blazes are you?
Stop asking questions and listen to me. The elevator to the emergency operating room is stopped and there's a patient on it. Someone they've got to operate on fast. Where's the main switch?
Down to the basement.
How do I get there?
Well, the door's at the end of this corridor. If you can find it in the darkness, I know where it is. Come on, I'll lead you away.
That's the way to talk.
Right with you, Tom.
No, you stay here with Hank, Mike. No need for all of us to go.
Well, you're coming or not?
Yes, right away. Oh, I'm sorry.
That's all right. Can't see this plain darkness. Here's the cellar door, though. Now, once you step on these stairs, you'll break your neck.
Right. How many steps are there?
Now, keep right on coming. I know this stairway.
I can't see a thing.
I can see you just a little. Well, what's that white stuff you got on your face?
Now, my face is completely bandaged except my eyes and my mouth. But never mind that. Where's the main light switch? Seconds mean life and death.
Just stand there a second. Don't move.
All right, mister.
Yeah, sorry to do this, Mr. Mix. You were always a pretty good guy, but that girl's got to be put out of the way. I guess by the time you come to, she'll be finished. So I'll just be on my way.
Must hit me with blackjack or something like that. Then knocked me out, though. Bandages around my head saved me. Just made me feel numb all over for a second or two. I could hear him talking, but I couldn't move. What's that? Somebody groaned on the floor down here. I gotta get to him. Somebody lying on the floor, moving around a little.
Get away from me. Get away, you...
Oh, easy, partner, easy, easy. This is Tom Mix. Who are you?
Janitor of the hospital. Somebody slugged me.
Now, listen. The main light switch. Where is it? Quick.
On the wall.
Which wall?
I don't know. I can't tell just where I am in the darkness. Oh, am I dizzy? My head...
Never mind. I'll find it. I'll grope for it. Yeah. Here's the wall. I got to grope along it and keep moving. Did my hand touch something? Oh, I'm in luck. This is like the handle of a light switch. We will soon find out. Now, the lights are on.
Yeah.
I was right. The elevator started again. Now, partner, let's have a look at you.
That'll be all right. I hope so, anyhow.
You got a bad bump on the back of your head.
Yep.
Did you see the man who hit you?
No, I don't remember a thing. He must have hit me an awful clout.
Yeah, I'm afraid he did.
Everything's all right now, Tom, thanks to you. The elevator started again, and Sassafras and Sourdough, what in thunderation happened to you two?
Mike, the hombre that volunteered to show me where the main switch was actually the Maverick who turned off the current.
What?
Yeah, he was able to see me in the dark because of the bandages on my face, and he slugged me with a blackjack.
Why, the dirty...
This man is the janitor of the hospital. He was slugged, too.
Well, of all the ornery, slab-sided, low-down... Tom, come on, let's get after him. He must be in the hospital somewhere.
No, Mike, no. Chances always made good his escape. Besides, I couldn't see him in the dark, and he probably disguised his voice. I wouldn't be able to recognize him. And yet, well, that's funny.
What's funny, Tom?
After he knocked me down, he thought I was unconscious, but I wasn't. Just numb from the shock of the blow. The bandages saved me. After he knocked me down, I recollect hearing him say... His voice was kind of far off and sounded strange, but I heard him all right. I heard him say, "Sorry, I had to do this, Mix. You were always a pretty good guy."
Shucks, Tom, that kind of sounds like the hombre had met you before.
That's what I was figuring, Mike. I'm convinced the hombre that slugged me knows me well, mighty well. That may help some, not much. Where's Hank Smith, Mike?
Well, he hot-footed it up to the floor where the operating room is. Wanted to be sure the elevator got up there all right, and he wanted to be near his girl, Tom. I sure hope she don't die. He'll kill that there boy if she does.
Yes, I know, Mike. Well, there's nothing we can do for her. She's in capable hands. I think we'd better get back to the hotel and see if Hardy Post has shown up yet.
You seem almighty anxious to have a chin fest with that cayuse.
Anxious? Yeah. In a way, I am, Mike. In a way, I am.
Again, Willie. Do they all dress like that in Hollywood? Just look at that there tie.
Well, Mr. Post is a publicity agent, Mike, and he's not noted for being conservative. He seems to be raising the roof at the moment. Come on, Mike.
How in a blue blaze is going a whole town disappear?
I'm sure I don't know, sir.
Now, of course you don't. No, brother, I thought I was good at making up yarns, but you got me, Pete. Now, you get to home of Sam Smith on the telephone and tell him I want to talk to Harlequin Q. Dane.
Dane? Hey, Tom, that there's the Hollywood director that's staying at the TM bar.
Yeah.
Hello, Hardy.
Who is it?
Tom Mix.
Tom Mix. Well, say, I didn't recognize you behind those bandages.
Well,
this is a surprise. Good to see you, Tom. Good to see you.
You seem to be having a little trouble, Hardy.
Trouble? It's insane. This fool behind the desk telling me that the village of Smithville has disappeared and that the great Harlequin Q. Dane, Hollywood's gift to the world, has disappeared with it.
Well, he must have, sir, if he went there.
Look, Q, I'm going to climb right over that counter and break your skull in 17 places if you say that just once again.
Just a minute, Hardy. Just a minute.
Why, Tom, the guy's nuts. He's mad. He's lost his head.
No, he hasn't, Hardy. The town of Smithville has actually disappeared.
What?
Yes, it's true, Hardy. But your friend and employer, Mr. Dane, hasn't disappeared with him. He's staying with me at the TM bar.
We'll leave it to Dane to wangle pre-board. Only I thought he was going to get it out of the guy who owns Smithville, Sam Smith.
Well, as it happens, he's staying with me, Hardy. I'll explain later. Right now, though, I'd like to ask the desk clerk here how he knows Smithville has disappeared.
Here comes your answer in a body, Mr. Mix. I'm afraid they heard your name.
Hey, Mix, we represent the press.
Yeah, just the right now, though, Mr. Mix. How's our story on this vanished village?
Shoot us the dope, Mix. What's the game?
Now, hold it, boys. Hold it. Hold it, boys. Hold it. Now, look, fellas. I don't know anything. Leastways, I don't know any more than you do.
No, no.
The world's waiting for this story, Mick. Come on, make tell us about it.
I'm sorry, boys. I'm sorry. I don't know a thing. If I learn anything of interest, I'll let you know.
You mind if we keep in touch with you?
Yeah, how about it?
Would it do me any good to say no?
Very good.
Marty, if you're anxious to get in touch with your employer, the great Dane, suppose you come on back to the ranch with me.
Oh, Tom.
Hey, Tom, if you wouldn't mind. Yeah, I've been cooped up in this hotel room for almost a month, it seems like. And I got to get in touch with Dane.
That's what I figured. Can you ride a horse, Horty?
Oh, sure.
Then I reckon we can get one for you, and we'll all ride back
now,
together.
Now, wait a minute. Before you go, Mr. Mix. Sure, you haven't got a story for
us? How about it, Mr. Mix? Just anything. Anything at all.
Now, boys, I told you, boys. As soon as I learn anything, I'll be sure.
I shouldn't have been so quick about saying I could ride a horse. How far is the T.M. bar from here?
Oh, another 8 miles or so, Horty.
It's a beautiful night for riding, Mr. Post. You ought to be enjoying it.
Oh, sure, I am. Nothing like the great open spaces underneath the stars and the lights of towns up in the valley below you. At least one town.
Where do you see it? Thunderation. Oh,
I see it, Mike. Streetlights gleaming in the night. The yellow lights of windows.
Tom, we must be going loco.
Hey, what's the matter with you two guys? You see a town down in the valley and you go nuts.
Don't you understand, Horty? That's Smithville.
What?
That's the spot where Smithville used to be. And now, by thunderation, it's come back.
A strange new development for you. What does it mean? What can the answer possibly be to these odd, fantastic happenings just over the county line from Dopey? Have you figured it out yet? Well, you better hurry, because Tom is rapidly beginning to put two and two together. Thrills, action, and adventure lie ahead of us, so be sure to join Tom Mix and his Boston Straight Shooters tomorrow in the next breathtaking episode of The Mystery of the Vanishing Village. And don't miss this sensational offer. Sheriff Mike Shaw will send you an exact official copy of his famous whistling badge for your very own. Just imagine wearing an exact copy of the same badge Sheriff Mike wears. Boy, this badge is made of metal, shaped like an official shield, has cross six shooters at the top, and the word Sheriff in big raised letters. And right in the center of this handsome knockout-looking all-metal badge, there's a special siren whistle built in. When you blow the whistle, it sounds like this. Boy, oh boy, all the money in the world can't buy a badge like this. It's not for sale anywhere at any price. But Sheriff Mike will send you one as long as his limited supply lasts. And here's all you have to do to get yours. From the top of a package of delicious, bite-sized shredded Ralston, tear off the little circle with the letters RSS in it. Mail this little circle with RSS in it, together with your name and address, and 10 cents in coin to Tom Mix, Box 808, St. Louis, Missouri. Be sure to enclose 10 cents in coin. Remember the address, Tom Mix, Box 808, St. Louis, Missouri. That's all you have to do, and Sheriff Mike will send you his badge right away. But get your order in tonight, tomorrow sure. They're going fast, and you don't want to be disappointed. This offer is good only in the United States. Tom Mix was played by Curly Bradley. Don Gordon speaking.